Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, May 28th. Coming up in today's episode, Congress alleges a larger cover-up to protect an MLA's son in Pune Porsche crash case. India battered by extreme weather events ranging from heat waves to cyclone. PM Modi claims biggest victory in Bengal. Double trouble for Aam Aadmi Party as Supreme Court refuses to hear Chief Minister's bail extension as another court issues summon to top leader Atishi. And India announces relief assistance for Papua New Guinea after a massive landslide. First up, Maharashtra Congress Chief Nana Patole has made a big allegation against the ruling government today, claiming there is a big conspiracy to cover up the case to protect MLA's son. Without naming anyone, Mr. Patole said, and I quote, "There were three people travelling in the car. We need to know the identity of all others as well. A son of an MLA was also involved in the accident. There is an MLA who called the doctor and instructed him to change the blood sample," unquote. Notably, an Ajit Pawar faction NCP MLA had allegedly reached the police station on the night of the accident at around 3 a.m. while the accused was being provided privileged treatment as alleged by the opposition earlier this week. They have also raked up the Sunday bail of the accused, who was let go with the punishment of writing a 300-word essay on road accidents. Mr. Patole has demanded Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis's resignation, along with a CBI probe into the matter. However, Mr. Fadnavis was one of the first leaders to speak against the juvenile board, letting the accused go off on a lenient punishment. Quote, "There is a huge public outrage. I have taken stock of the investigation updates till now," Mr. Fadnavis said last week, adding he will ensure strict action against all responsible for the accident. Meanwhile, the accused teen's father and grandfather have been sent to police custody till May 31st, today. Mr. Patole's allegations come after reports of attempts to hide the crime. Sources revealed to NDTV that a sum of Rs. 3 lakhs was paid to doctors at the Sassoon Hospital to change the minor's blood sample so that medical report would reflect he was not drunk at the time of the accident. The revelation comes from Atul Ghat Kamle, a peon at the hospital who acted as a middleman and collected the Rs. 3 lakh as bribe meant for the doctors from the teen's family. It was further alleged today that the doctors not only agreed to switch the samples, but also promised the father and grandfather of the minor that they would have nothing to worry about related to medical tests. He was presented before the doctors on the morning of May 19th after the FIR, where they gave him a clean chit after the physical exam, reporting that he was neither drunk nor had any physical signs of being involved in an accident. This was in stark contrast to witness accounts that claimed he was beaten up by bystanders after the accident, where he killed two people while overspeeding his Rs. 2.5 crore Porsche, driving drunk without a license. Dr. Ajay Tawre and Dr. Hari Harnor of Sassoon Hospital were arrested yesterday by the crime branch. On the night of the test, the police also traced a phone call between the boy's father and the head of the department, Dr. Tawre. The crime branch had doubts about the medical report as it had no alcohol traces, but the minor was seen drinking in CCTV footage of the bar, and witness accounts confirmed it. Another red flag was the second blood test, which did reveal alcohol traces. A DNA test of both samples revealed it came from two different people. And next, death and destruction by harsh weather events are being reported from across the country. At least 14 people have died and several others were missing as a stone quarry collapsed in Mizoram's Aizwal on Tuesday morning after incessant rain as an impact of Cyclone Rimal. Meanwhile, 4 people died in Bengal as its coastal area suffered extensive damage to infrastructure and property due to the cyclone. Moving across India's eastern belt, video show Rimal leaving a trail of destruction in its path with huts blown away, cars smashed under fallen trees and injuries to people. Many flights in the area have now been cancelled. As the northeastern states recover from the battering of heavy rains and storms, northern states are boiling under an intense heat wave. The IMD has issued a red alert in multiple northern states, including parts of Punjab, Haryana and Delhi NCR, till May 29th. The maximum temperature in the national capital is expected to cross 46 degrees on Tuesday. In Kota, 19 bodies have been found on the streets, While authorities have not confirmed if there are heat stroke deaths, many are speculating a correlation between Rajasthan's soaring temperature and the sudden deaths. Kota registered a maximum temperature of 48.2 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 36 degrees Celsius, around 5 degrees above the normal range. On Monday, the number of heat stroke patients in Rajasthan increased from 2,809 to 3,622, as the state continued to witness intense heatwave conditions. The death rate, however, remains unchanged at 1, health officials confirmed. And next, updates from the world of politics as the Lok Sabha race inches closer to the finish line. Predicting a win for the BJP-led NDA in the Lok Sabha election 2024, Prime Minister Modi claimed that BJP's biggest lead will come from a non-BJP-led state, Bengal. In an exclusive interview with news agency ANI, he said, and I quote, "In Bengal elections, TMC party is fighting for existence. You must have seen it in the last assembly elections. We had 3 seats. The people of Bengal took us from 3 to 80. We also got a lot of support in the Lok Sabha in the last elections. This time, the best performing state in India is going to be West Bengal. BJP is getting the biggest success in West Bengal," unquote. Meanwhile, mocking Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's slip of tongue at wishing another chief minister term for PM Modi instead of a prime ministerial one, RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav said on Monday, and I quote, "Dil ki baat zuban pe aa jaati hai," or "what was in his mind slipped out of his mouth." What the CM has said is correct. Modi ji is not going to become a PM again, unquote. Mr. Yadav said while addressing a rally in Jagdishpur with Congress leader Rahul Gandhi. Further reacting to Prime Minister Modi's recent remarks about jailing him and those who looted Bihar, Mr. Yadav retorted, quote, "He is coming here and threatening us that he will send us to jail. Is he above the courts? This proves that the agencies work according to him. This person has destroyed all the government institutions. His tenure will last only till June 4th, unquote. In Delhi, out on interim bail, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea for an immediate hearing on bail extension was not fruitful, as the Supreme Court of India vacation bench said it would only forward his plea to Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud, who will then decide when it will be heard. Mr. Kejriwal has claimed he has serious health issues and requires multiple tests, including PET scans, to investigate what has caused his sudden weight loss and ill health. His bail expires on June 1st and he has to return to Tihar Jail on June 2nd. Adding to Aam Aadmi Party's trouble, a Delhi court has issued a summon for Aam Aadmi Party MLA Atishi to appear on June 29th in connection with a defamation case filed by a BJP spokesperson, Praveen Shankar Kapoor. Earlier this year, she alleged that BJP was attempting to poach party MLAs by offering Rs. 25 crore each. Besides Atishi, Mr. Kejriwal has also claimed that BJP had attempted to poach 7 Aam Aadmi Party MLAs to topple the Aam Aadmi Party government. She also claimed that Bharatiya Janata Party tried to poach her as well through a close aide of hers to either switch sides or face action by the Enforcement Directorate. Breaking from breaking news, do you like bragging about how much work you have or how stressed you are at work? If yes, then a study suggests you should stop it. A study published in the journal Personal Psychology found that employees who frequently boast about their stress levels are perceived as less competent and less likable by their colleagues, which they describe as an overall toxic workplace trait. The author of the study said, "People are harming themselves by doing this. They think it is going to make them look better, but it doesn't." The study noted a crucial distinction between genuine stress and performative anxiety. Employees authentically experience and express stress are perceived more sympathetically and even seen as more competent. If you genuinely feel stressed, it's okay to find the right confidant to share with and talk about it, the author added. But be mindful that it is not a badge of honor. That will backfire. Now back to news. Over 2,000 people are feared to be buried alive in the island country of Papua New Guinea after a massive landslide that swept over a remote village last Friday. The United Nations has confirmed 670 deaths in the disaster so far. More than 150 homes are now under the rubble of Mount Mongalo, which flattened a village in Enga province. The small country has written to the United Nations requesting it to inform Papua New Guinea's development partners and other international friends of the latest situation. The country's National Disaster Center told the UN office, quote, "The landslide buried more than 2,000 people alive and has caused major destruction," unquote. The remains of only 5 people have been recovered by Monday, local authorities reported. According to American channel CBS, determining the scale of the disaster is difficult because of challenging conditions on the ground, including the village's remote location, a lack of telecommunications, and tribal warfare throughout the province, which means international relief workers and aid convoys require military escorts. An excavator donated by a local builder on Sunday became the first piece of heavy earth-moving machinery brought in to help the villagers, who so far had been digging with shovels and hands to find the bodies. The situation remains unstable due to the shifting ground, posing an ongoing danger to both the rescue teams and the survivors alike, the letter to the United Nations reads. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi, while expressing grief over the situation, has extended immediate relief assistance of $1 million. A government statement said, quote, "As a close friend and partner under the Forum for India-Pacific Islands Cooperation and as a gesture of solidarity with the friendly people of Papua New Guinea, Government of India extends an immediate relief assistance of $1 million to support relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts," unquote. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.